Listener Production.
Hey there, Saskia chatting with your news briefing. A strong earthquake has rattled Ecuador, killing at least 14 people and leaving many trapped. The magnitude 6.8 quake also shook neighbouring countries Peru and Colombia. The Bureau of Meteorology has confirmed there's no tsunami risk in Australia. Temps continue to soar today across the east coast. It's got emergency crews particularly focused on New South Wales. BOMB's Dean Naramore telling Seven the widespread heat's moving up from parts of regional Victoria.
Yesterday we saw a number of locations break their records, including Lee Creek and Mildura, for their hottest day on record there with 43 degrees. That heat's going to move into New South Wales today.
The heat has forced a change to the A-League fixture. MacArthur and Melbourne City will now take to the pitch 4 hours later than expected. Meanwhile, temperatures in Brisbane are close to 5 degrees above the March average. Former US President Donald Trump says he's anticipating his arrest on Tuesday. New York prosecutors are considering charges over a hush money payment to an adult star. The probe comes as Trump seeks the Republican nomination for the 2024 presidential election. The Victorian Premier has spoken out after transgender rights groups clashed with far-right activists in Melbourne yesterday. Daniel Andrews taking to Twitter to condemn the protests, stating the human rights of trans people are not negotiable and that Nazis aren't welcome. And Rod Stewart has left fans frustrated after he was forced to cancel his concert in Victoria last night at the 11th hour due to illness.